Okay. Whoa. How's everybody doing out there? You know how I know that TikTok is terrible for you? When I'm hungover, I can watch TikTok for hours on end. So effectively, when my brain is firing on like the least amount of synaptic connections, I am completely enthralled with that app. It truly is an app for idiots. Yes, do I love it? And yes, do I find such good stuff for the podcast on it? Absolutely. And I'm grateful. But I'm also very cognizant of the fact that it is definitely at least the beginning of the downfall of our society. So there's that, which I think is a great way to start a show before we call the brand eye. That's how I know. It's stupid. You know, it's the day after the Super Bowl, hence the why I'm hungover thing. And I guess Brandy and I will talk about the Super Bowl. I really didn't want Kansas City to win. And it's not because I don't love Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's budding relationship that is flourishing in front of us. I don't care about that. It's the fact that everyone I feel like wanted them to win and everyone thought they were going to win. And I am a disruptor. You know, I'm a disruptor and I didn't want everyone to get what they wanted. And God dang it if they did. Oh, by the way, I got a new soundboard sound. I'll play it for you guys first, and I'll play it for Brandy later when we call her. But this is what we got. Everything I touch turns to shade. Everything I touch turns to shade, oh yeah. Everything I touch turns to shade, and you don't care. I didn't hit that note, did I? And you don't care. I want to make sure that we're giving the content creators the credit for this. This is coming from a TikTok account called The Dream Eaters, and they make a lot of videos like this, and they're fucking amazing. Nothing makes me feel more seen than... Everything I touch turns to shit. You know? Everything I touch turns to shit. Everything I touch turns to shit. And you don't care. My voice is gone. I'm sorry. What do you say we call the brand eye? Let's do it. Let's call her up right now. It is time. The time is now.
Hi.
You're just not in a good mood today, are you?
I was until the fucking camera stopped working.
So, should we do the show or do you want
to? We have to.
Do you want to go and do you want me to do this one solo?
No.
You sure?
I got some things to say.
Oh, you got some things? Yeah. Why are you bundled up like an Eskimo? Sorry, an Inuit.
Did I tell you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your heater doesn't work. There's no propane in your house.
No heat, no hot water.
Okay, so just so the YFTers know, real quick, I went over to Brandy's mom's house the other day, which is it's a beautiful, one of the most beautiful houses I think I've been to in Los Angeles. It's so nice over there.
I'd love to hear that.
And it's in a really nice part of the town that I enjoy a lot. I was just over at Tisha's house doing Sorry We're Stoned. Mm-hmm. Brandy's like, I'm going home tomorrow. And I was like, well, are you not supposed to be going home tomorrow? And she goes, no. But Tisha's going to be very upset, but I got to get out of here. And also, Azzy Girl is on a hunger strike, and I got to get out of here.
Yep.
And by the way, it's like 75 degrees, blue skies, beautiful in Los Angeles. And I'm like,
yeah, my final hour in Los Angeles, it was beautiful. Up until then, my mom's basement was flooded. Found that out the day I left. I got home and I texted her and I was like, hey, mom, made it home. She was like, oh, how nice for you. I've been dealing with a flooded basement all day.
Mm. Well, anyways, you were like, I got to get home. I was like, what do you got to get home to? And you told me that you had a propane leak. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you have to go home to stop a propane leak so there's not an explosion. But nay.
Somebody already did that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, so well, it's fixed now, is it?
No.
Apparently
because
not.
Because they need a special part.
Yeah. So you effectively left beautiful, sunny Los Angeles to go home early to cold as balls Nashville to go to a house that has no heat in it.
No heat. Can you hear my little space heater, by the way?
No, I can't.
Okay, good, because it has to stay on.
I guess my question is why?
Okay, let me tell you what had happened.
Okay, tell me what had happened.
So I originally was like going to stay in LA through the 14th just in case I got to go to the Super Bowl. So then when my Super Bowl dreams got crushed, I was like, fuck it, I'm ready to go home, because now that we're done with Sarah, we're stoned. Like, there's just nothing like sleeping in your own bed. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And fair. 10 days is a long time for me to be gone.
Fair.
I'm like really good with short trips, you know, like 2 nights is my favorite type of trip. I can do a 4 or 5 nighter, but once we get past that, I just want to go home.
Okay, fair enough.
So that was it. So, okay, but here's what had happened. So when did you come over? Friday?
Friday.
Okay, so that night we went to dinner at this really cool restaurant, by the way, which you and Sarah should go to. I already forgot the name of it. It was called Ilya. Ilya?
Okay.
Ilya? I'll look it up. It's attached to a weed store.
Oh, yeah. You tell me about this.
/ sex store.
Okay.
Called Pleasure Chest and Pleasure Med. And then there's a restaurant attached. At first, I thought they were going to put weed in the food.
Yeah.
So I was like not pumped, because I was like, I'm starving and I can't eat because I'm not going to eat weed.
Yeah.
That's not it at all. They don't put any weed in the food. They serve you phenomenal food, but then they also have a menu for weed where you can like order specific flavors and like types of weed, like pre-rolls and all the thing. And they serve drinks, but non-alcoholic. They can put CBD and THC in the drinks, but you can also do mocktails.
Okay.
So we go to this dinner.
Can you have normal drinks?
You can't.
Don't want to
go
to that place.
I think there's like a bar maybe downstairs where you can go down and get one. But like the whole shtick here is like no alcohol, I think. It's like a weed thing.
Okay.
So lo and behold, the food is fucking amazing. And there's
is
no
it
weed.
Or is everyone just so baked that they think it's good?
So no, the food is good, but here's what was cool about the weed. I only smoked a little bit, like probably, I didn't even feel high. So I don't even really know if it affected me, but everybody else was like, this is so great. We like had some appetizers and then you're kind of like, oh, I'm kind of full. And then you smoke a little weed and you're like, oh no, I'm still hungry.
Mm.
And then you order the main meal and then you're like, oh, so full, could not have any more. Smoke a little weed, have a little fun. Oh, hungry again and get some dessert. It's actually kind of genius.
It's kind of like in Hunger Games when people from the capital take a potion to throw up so they can continue eating.
Yes.
Meanwhile, everyone else in the other districts are starving.
Starving to death.
That's what you're doing.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So we're out at this restaurant. It's Friday night or whatever. And I wasn't drinking or anything, but I was like, I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. to go home. I think I'll just stay.
Uh-huh.
You know, what am I going home for? You know,
yeah.
I just stay. I'll go do YFT at Wells's Monday.
Yeah.
Like, fine. And my mom goes, you can't. And I was like, why? And she was like, because I've already invited someone else to come stay in the guest house.
Oh.
In like the 3 hours between me like being uncertain about leaving and then being like, I'm going to go home, she literally promised it to somebody else.
Who?
This kid, Kai. It's like Dom's like his mentor. He's a little surfer kid. He's very cute. But like, I should get precedence. You know, I'm a blood relative.
Yeah.
Here.
Also.
And nope, Kai's coming to stay.
If your name's Kai, do you have to be a surfer? Like, is there anything else you're allowed to do?
No, that's it. He's actually very good.
Oh, I'm sure. His name's Kai.
He's very cute. And she's like, well, you and Kai can just share the guest house. No.
Hey, no, maybe? Maybe
no,
a little.
No, don't want
to.
That sounds like something I would get arrested for. So, nope. Don't need any of that.
How old is Kai?
He's like 16.
Okay, maybe then no.
He's a little young.
Maybe he's 18, though.
God bless him. He's so precious. But, like, I was looking for a relaxing, binge some TV kind of weekend. Not like 16-year-old energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it says a lady that went to a sex shop / weed shop /
it wasn't my
weed
idea.
Restaurant and did
the
a
restaurant
bunch of drugs.
Fun. Honestly, it was some of the best food. We were all saying this. Some of the best food I've ever had.
That's because you guys were baked.
Nope, very good. I tried to stay. My mother gave my house away.
Yeah, well, her house.
And here I am in the tundra, just cold.
Yeah, and that's why you're wearing a giant sweater.
Yeah.
Fleece. Kind of look like a Pop-Tart.
I like Pop-Tarts.
They're delicious.
They are.
But let's be honest, they are raviolis.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're dessert raviolis.
Sort of.
I mean, they are.
I think they're more of a pastry.
And if you want to get really specific,
like
remember going back to my old theory that everything is either soup, salad, or sandwich?
Yeah, I don't like this theory.
Technically, a Pop-Tart is a sandwich.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it is.
No, sandwiches have like openings between two pieces.
Okay, what would you call a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
It has an open. The bread is two pieces.
Can you have an open face sandwich?
Then it's not a sandwich.
But the name is open face sandwich.
But that's different than a sandwich.
It's still a sandwich. It's just
no, it's
one less.
No.
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 Well, anyways, to all the YFTers out there, this was hundreds of episodes ago, I feel like, but I had this whole theory that everything is either soup, salad, or sandwich. And I firmly, firmly believe it.
No.
It is. A pizza, sandwich.
Absolutely not.
Cereal, soup.
That's fair, but no on the pizza. No on the pizza.
Vegetable medley, salad.
No.
To the YFTers, I went over and did Sorry, We're Stone, whatever. And I didn't want to smoke weed. By the way, did I tell the story of me smoking or of eating the gummy on this podcast or just your mom's you and your mom's podcast?
No, I think you told it on this one. Because weren't you in Disneyland World?
No.
When you told it.
No, it happened when I got back from Disney World. So I haven't told the story yet. So I'm going to tell it on this.
I feel like maybe you did. Because I had already heard it, the story, when you told it on
I think I just told you. Anyways, I'm going to tell it. It doesn't really fucking matter. I'm going to tell the story anyway. When I got back from Disney World, I really wanted to sleep really, really well. And I have trouble sleeping. So I took a sleepy time weed gummy, and it was a 10 milligram. Okay. And I already know that, like, I think I'm allergic to weed or something. So I ate half of it, 5 milligrams, which I don't think is all that much.
I have no idea.
So I went to sleep. I woke up 2 hours later. I had a full fucking panic attack. Full panic attack, sweating. I had to stand up, walked around, cried a little bit, got into an argument with the dog about politics. I think I lost that argument. I questioned every single decision I'd ever made, thought they were all terrible decisions. And then a literal fear of mine, and this is the God's honest truth, a literal fear of mine was that I was going to slip into a different reality and cease to be in this one. And it was terrifying. So that happened.
What was Boo's political stance?
You don't want to know.
I do.
Libertarian.
Mm.
Isolationist.
I see.
Nihilist.
Mm.
You know, who believes in nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want about the tenets of natural socialism. At least it's an ethos. I go over to Tish's house to do your guys' podcast, Starry We're Stoned. Starry We're Stoned. Still stoned from it. So and you plop me next to the fucking female version of Snoop Dogg, okay, yes. Which is your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we start this, like, it was like a 2-hour podcast. Your mom ripped like 3 joints and it was just all in my face. And halfway through it, I was like, I'm fucking baked as shit. I remember there's a part in the show where we're like taking calls or something.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I listened to none of it. I remember like being like, I started thinking about something else. Then I was like, oh shit, I'm doing a podcast. I'm supposed to be like paying attention to something, to answering questions. And I was like, I haven't listened to anything these people have been saying. Cause I am so contact high from freaking Willie Nelson over here.
How do you think I feel? I have to deal with this every time we record.
Dude, it's insane.
I literally wake up with like with a sore throat after I record a podcast.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, so then afterwards, I had to go to my golf club because I wanted to get a golf club changed out. And I walk up to the pro and I'm like, oh. And he's like, what's wrong with you, bro? And I was like, fucking contact high from Tish Cyrus. I was like, I need a new club. He's like, what? Anyways.
That is insane. Well, I can't wait for your episode to come out. I thought it was really good.
When does it come out?
I have no idea. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, by the way, their podcast is way overproduced. So many cameras. Do you have a lot of like YouTube followers?
Yeah, we sure fucking do.
Really?
What's more wrong than YFT?
What's wrong with this podcast?
Our production budget is low.
Well, maybe so.
That's what's wrong with it.
But there's no way it's better than this show.
Oh.
Listen, I've been on your show. It's just a stoned woman meandering through life.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. It's popping off.
Yeah, I guess. Well, if it works, works, I guess.
It's popping off.
All right, should we start the show?
Oh, yeah.
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 Go for it, Inuit.
Pastry. Bros and O's. You're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and a very cold brandy.
I actually feel pretty good. This little space heaters they're legit.
Yeah, I know, but they can fuck up your legs, I think. They'll like give you like a rash or something. I've seen that.
If you sit like right the fuck next to it.
I don't know. I've just seen that. I've heard that.
Yeah, no. I mean, they can catch on fire, so you should never leave them unattended.
Yeah.
And you
should
never leave them like sitting on like anything flammable, like carpet or a blanket or anything like that. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But I do not leave mine unattended.
Got it.
Also, never, ever plug a space heater into an extension cord a power strip. You're just to plug it directly into the wall.
Why is that?
That's another reason they, I don't know, they just catch fire if you put an extension cord to it. It's like higher risk of that.
Hey, scientists, let's get it together.
I'm just saying. What are we doing? Just trying to keep everybody safe here.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Proud to tell you guys that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Everyone goes through hard times in their life. I know I have, Brandy has as well. And if you've benefited from therapy, then you know how much it can help you. And that's what BetterHelp is all about.
I know for me, therapy has really helped me with learning positive coping skills. It's been really great to help me set boundaries, which I'm not the best at. And honestly, I feel that it just really empowers me to be the very best version of myself. So if you guys have not given it a try or you've been a little intimidated about it, you guys got to check out BetterHelp because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapist at any time for no additional charge.
In this season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/favorite thing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/favorite thing.
All right, guys, Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to start the podcast off with something that I hate real quick.
The Chiefs winning?
No. I mean, we can get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. I got some takes. But you know on TikTok when people use the sound, I think I like this little life.
Hate it.
I hate you so much for doing that. Because you know what? That's not your real life, all right? What you're showing there, like you on like a dock, and like, I think I like the... Shut up, okay? All right? Why don't you show the part where you're fucking doing paperwork in your cubicle and use that sound, okay?
Okay.
I think I want to shoot you in the face, lady. I am a little annoyed about the Super Bowl, not because Taylor Swift of it all. It's just so funny that people give a shit about that aspect of it. I don't really care about that. I think it's quite nice, actually, the bunch of people who never watched football are now watching football. I think that's great for the game. What I don't like about it is everyone thought that they were going to win, and I don't want that to be I want everyone to be wrong. I wanted the team that no one thought was going to win.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know.
And here's my thing. I don't think why have tears give a shit about this, but in overtime, why wouldn't you get the ball second? Because then you know what you need to go do. And I know that like the Niners defense was gassed, and I think that was the idea. If you know you have to go score a touchdown because the other team scored a touchdown, then it makes it easier to call plays because you're like, well, we're going to go for it on fourth down, you know?
True.
What did you think about the Super Bowl?
I didn't turn it on until the half.
Okay.
I guess like right before the half. When I turned it on, the score was like 3-0.
Yeah, it was kind of boring in the beginning.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I haven't missed anything. This is boring as fuck. Yeah. And then right after I turned it on, somebody scored.
Yeah.
I guess the Chiefs. And so I was like, oh, I'll turn it on at the right time. But halftime show, I don't know if it's because I wasn't expecting a lot. And I don't mean that as a dig to anybody. I think like Rihanna was so overhyped, and Rihanna was great, and I love Rihanna, but like this one, I really just like didn't think about it a whole lot. It was my fucking favorite halftime show I've ever seen.
Well, that's a neat
I loved it.
That's a prisoner of a moment statement there.
I absolutely loved it.
I loved it too. My favorite part? Roller skates?
I know.
I was like, how are they moving like that? And everyone's like, they're on roller skates.
So impressed.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, Usher, so many hits. I think like I grew up with Usher. I mean, so did you. Come on. Like yeah. Every song has just like so many memories from my adolescence.
Yeah.
I loved it like because of that. I thought he was amazing.
Luda.
I mean, how old is he? And he's still fucking like dancing and got the moves and got the voice and he's ripped as fuck. Like yeah. I was just impressed. All the guests were super fun. I was obsessed with her. I thought she was iconic as all fuck. Like so fucking cool.
Yeah. Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Ooh, she's still so hot.
Rough first note coming out of the gate, but other than that, like slayed it. Loved it. You know what? This is what I say when people do stuff like that is like, at least you know they're singing. You yeah. know what I mean?
Very true.
Like, I love that. I loved the whole thing. I thought it was amazing. One of the best halftime shows I've ever seen, if not my fave so far.
Jermaine Dupri's weird little schoolboy outfit. I don't know about that.
I mean, it got people talking about him.
I guess. Yeah, but was he...
I respect it.
Was he doing like, berries and cream, berries and cream, berries and... Was he doing that or was he doing the guitar player from AC/DC? You know?
I don't know, actually.
I didn't know what he was doing.
I don't know.
I loved Luda, you know.
Love Luda.
I went to school in Mississippi, you know, you gotta love some Luda.
Love.
And I mean...
Lil Jon, come on.
I made a commercial with Lil Jon.
Love him.
Love him.
I know.
So,
I loved all of it, truly. So that was cool. And then the rest of the game, I like kind of watched on and off. I mean, I was just crushed. Like once the Niners had to kick the field goal, I just knew it was over.
I know. It is what it is. I would say this though, like, I don't know if you've seen this, but a lot of people are like saying that Taylor got the ick.
I saw that.
From Travis for a couple of things. One, he tried to do like Elvis, you know, Viva La.
Well, he always does something crazy.
Yeah, and whatever.
Their winning speeches. Or
yeah, and who gives a shit? But the other one that I saw was that because Travis Kelce yelled at the coach, and it's like, Taylor, you need to watch out. And to that I say, shut the fuck up. Because here's the thing. You know what that is? That's someone who's never played on a team before.
That's true.
That's what happens. You are very, very emotional. Andy Reid said what he was yelling at him about was, I want to go in the game so I can score and win the game. Mm. What a fucking athlete does. Like, I don't think that that's cringy. I saw like some doctor on TikTok was like, Taylor, you need to be worried about this because this has got like...
Your TikTok algorithm I know. Is nuts.
And I'm like, what kind of doctor are you? Like, what are you talking? He's a tight end. Playing the Super Bowl. Of course he's yelling at the coach because he wants to. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, forget Travis Kelce. You know who the who won the fucking Super Bowl on TikTok is? Nick Bosa.
Well, he's got some thick thighs.
Yes, he does. But
him and
I
Alicia
love that,
Keys
like,
are thick in the thighs.
Everybody has discovered Nick Bosa because they tuned in to watch Taylor Swift, and not all the girlies know about Nick Bosa. He is smoking hot, I gotta say.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's also a child. He's like 26 or something crazy.
Yeah, well.
Hot, though.
Maybe your mom can let him come stay in the guest house. And come sneak in.
God.
Yeah, anyway, Super Bowl, whatever. It's over. No.
It's over.
Yeah. And I don't know if you caught any of the Waste Management golf tournament.
It looked like a complete shit show, which I think it always is, though.
It's always kind of a shit show, but like it went full Woodstock, like completely off the rails on Saturday. They stopped checking tickets. They were just letting people in. So they had to cut everyone off of booze. And people were fucking angry. Do you see that? Why does it say thumbs up on my picture right there?
I don't know.
Anyways.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, yeah.
Missed opportunity. What the fuck is happening
here? For those of you that don't know what happened because you're listening on the podcast, for some reason, my video just did a big thumbs up, like an animation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Anyway,
maybe
so that.
I liked what you said. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. Speaking of, I have a new soundboard.
Oh, boy.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
I showed the Y of Tears before I called you, but I feel like you need to see it.
Okay.
I think you're going to like this one. Everything I touch turns to shade. Everything I touch turns to shade. Oh, yeah. Everything I touch turns to shade. And you don't care. How do you feel about that?
I like it. Rings true.
Yeah.
Rings true to me.
That's from the Dream Eaters on TikTok. And
okay.
I love it because everything I touch also turns to shit.
Yeah, what's that about?
I think that's just life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Before we get into some fave things, I've got some things that I think we need to talk about.
Okay.
I don't even know if this is true, but gosh dang it, do I hope it is. Okay, I saw this. Are you friends with Shailene Woodley?
No, but I did know her back in the Disney days.
So anyways, I saw this on Instagram. I don't know if it's true, but gosh dang it, do I hope it is.
Okay.
Shailene Woodley is known for living authentically, despite being paid less than her co-stars in Big Little Lies. Her successful acting career has provided financial stability, granting her the freedom to make her own choices. Woodley occasionally shares unconventional details about her diet, including her preference for eating insects like ants and June bugs, believing in the future of insect-based food. She consumes clay and bone broth, choices that may surprise some but reflect her unique lifestyle. Woodley's openness about her dietary habits showcases her genuine and unapologetic approach to life. She's eating clay? Like mud?
I don't know, but she's always been kind of a hippie.
No shit. I mean,
so it wouldn't shock me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good with the bugs and the June bugs and the ants. That's fine.
Okay.
But mud? I don't know, Shay Shay. Seems a little fucked up. You know?
I mean, seems like she's doing great. So I say whatever works for you, you know?
What do you think those poops look like? Because poop already kind of looks like mud. So if you're already eating something that looks like mud, what happens to your mud pie when you eat mud pie?
Probably not a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I say go Shailene.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every time that she gets mud and she's about to eat it, she thinks this. Everything I touch turns to shit. Because the mud does turn to shit. Anyways, I love how kooky she is.
I do too.
I want to go to dinner with her. And I want to be like, but I don't want to eat what she's eating. But I want to be like, tell me everything, you know? Mm-hmm. How do we get here, sister? And I love that you're a kooky, crazy lady. I imagine she is, you know, like a definitely not using razor blades.
Oh, definitely not.
In the pits, you know?
I don't think so.
Totally fine with that. No judgment here. Mm-hmm. Do you think her friends are like, that's Shailene. She's eating some clay again.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I kind of love her.
I've always really liked her.
No judgment, but she's eating clay, guys.
I think she's a very talented actress.
Super talented.
I love everything she's done.
Totally. Except for the clay eating part.
I'm down with it.
June bugs? I do like crickets.
She'll probably outlive us all.
Totally. But what kind of life is that? Out here eating clay and June bugs?
She seems to be doing great.
Like a caveman. She's on that fucking caveman diet. Hmm. You know the song Semi-Charmed Kind of Life by Third Eye Blind?
Semi-Charmed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. Mm-hmm. It's a very upbeat, happy song. Mm-hmm. You know? I saw this video, and a dad's like, to his kids, he's like, you gotta listen to this, it's a great song. But then he kind of starts to decode what the lyrics are, and it's pretty fucked up. So, well, let's just play it for everybody. Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break?
True.
Did you know that was the lyric?
I did not.
Let's keep going. It won't stop. I won't come down. I keep stop with the TikTok. I won't stop. I won't come down. I'll keep stock with the TikTok rhythm for a bump for the drop. Rhythm, a bump for the drop, and then I bumped up. And then I bumped up. I took a hit that I was given. I took the hit that I was given. Then I bumped again. Then I bumped again. Is this song just about doing cocaine with Leo DiCaprio at the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay, so I went and found the lyrics. Uh-huh. Let's just go over them real quick.
And people gave Miley shit for the Molly in the bathroom line. Come on.
Seriously. The sky was gold. It was rose. I was taking sips of it through my nose.
Creative.
And I wish I could get back there. Someplace back there, smiling at the pictures you would take, doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break. It won't stop. I won't come down. I'll keep stock with a TikTok rhythm for a bump for the drop. And then I bumped up. I took a hit that I was given. Then I bumped again. And then I bumped again.
I mean, it's a catchy song.
It's like in cartoons.
I feel like there's a lot of songs from the 90s that are like this, where it's like the lyrics come so fast, you don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, life comes at you fast, apparently.
True.
Crystal meth. Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break.
So
Jesus,
funny.
Third Eye Blind. Anyways.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. You got some fave things, bro?
Now that I'm four episodes into Masters of the Air, I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, you like it, huh?
So much so that I went back and watched the first two episodes because I feel like I was just like in and out paying attention because it wasn't grasping me. Now that I'm grasped.
You're grasped.
I'm grasped. That's so good. I've started for episode one to rewatch the first two and now I'm hooked. Also, I love Callum Turner so much. Did you know he's dating Dua Lipa?
Yes. We found that out recently.
I actually love them together.
I mean, I don't know. As long as he's tall, because I know she's very tall.
He is tall. Yeah. He's tall. He's hot. I'm here for it. I get it, girl.
Is he more of a heartthrob than Austin Butler?
No. Austin Butler is definitely like the, like on paper, like, you know, heartthrob, good looking guy.
Now that I've mentioned the, like, him just look trying to want to be cool the entire time, is a little annoying, right?
I like
you're here
him
for it?
In
okay.
it.
I like it. I like him in it, too.
I've also heard a lot of people complain about him in this role, like saying it's like not the best.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
I like it. I like him. It's doing it for me. But to me, Callum Turner's the star of the show. I'm obsessed with him. If it doesn't work out with Dua Lipa, call me. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Big fan.
I finally finished The Curious Case of Natalia Grace and then Natalia Speaks. And I don't think I didn't really get to put a...
Are you sure? We talked about it a lot.
Oh, we did. But I didn't see the last episode until after we recorded the last episode. So, you know, I'm watching the entire last episode. I'm like, okay, good. You know, this is great. Like, there's some closure. This is, you know, I'm happy, whatever. When I tell you the last 20 seconds will fucking shake you to the core, will change everything that you believe, will completely make you think that you are falling into a different reality, a la when I took a weed gummy to sleep. It's not hyperbole. It is real life, lady. What happens in the end is insane. And guess what? We're getting a season three.
No.
A season three. And I'm very excited about that.
So what if you took a weed, like smoked weed or took a weed gummy and watched this show? Would that just be like absolutely nuts?
I don't know what would happen. I've never done DMT, but I assume that's what would happen. I would fall into like some sort of like elven world.
Okay.
I'm not ready for that.
Okay. Interesting.
But in the same vein, Sarah and I have gotten into like really bad documentaries. And have you heard of American Nightmare on Netflix?
Yeah, because you told me about it on Sorry We're Stoned.
I know, but let's pretend that you don't know this. and
no, never heard of it. Do tell, Wells.
I can't believe you didn't make it an actress. This is insane to me.
Shocking.
After a harrowing home invasion, a kidnapping in 2015, a couple is accused of staging the ordeal when the woman reappears in this true crime docuseries, American Nightmare, on Netflix. Absolutely insane. So it starts with this guy calling 911. He's like... And you're like, oh my God, this is crazy. 48 hours later, the bitch shows up. The cops think that he killed this poor lady for sure. And he's like, I didn't kill her. I don't know what to tell you. The cops will not believe him. And then all of a sudden she shows up. The cops are like, this is Gone Girl. They're just Gone Girling us. What's going on? You find out that he was like talking to his ex. So you're like, well, maybe he did kill her. I'm not really sure. Anyways, it's absolutely insane. And the ending is not the way that you think it's going to end. But it's also like, once you find the ending, you're like, fuck. And then it also is a hero. Anyways, highly recommend American Nightmare. It's only like three episodes, too.
It's kind of giving Staircase a little bit. I know she actually died, but like.
Yeah, no, I need you to watch it.
Okay.
But I need you to watch The Curious Case of the... If we're saying which one's better, Curious Case and Natalia Grace, much better.
Really? But that's like two whole seasons I have
just
watched.
Just put it on tonight.
But tonight's The Bachelor.
I know. And they've already got a 2-on-1 coming.
Love that.
I know. I think that the blonde girl is wackadoo.
I was gonna say, should we talk about it for 1 second? Like,
we can, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When two people on this show start having a tiff.
Yeah.
To the point where there's going to be a 2-1. Neither one of y'all be making it. Like, neither one of y'all, even though one may be right and one might be wrong, if you are the kind of person that's going to get in one of these tiffs, you ain't making it till the end.
I know, but I don't think the brunette's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I agree, but... How do I say this nicely?
I think that she's just like loud and like a big personality, and that's rubbing people the wrong way. But like,
yeah,
if that's who you are, why are you gonna? Tiger can't change his stripes.
That type of personality doesn't typically make it to the end.
Maybe, but
I guess Caitlin Bristow kind of did. Maybe but she wasn't really that way on Christmas season. Caitlin was likable, even though she was loud and a big. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my personal take is that the blonde girl's in the wrong.
I agree, but the brunette girl's not completely innocent either.
I did like in the
she
last...
She was being a little shit that one night when that girl was like complaining about her age or whatever. Okay, even if you think it's crazy, don't shit talk.
Yeah.
Don't shit talk.
I'll say this. People are throwing the bully word around way too much these days.
That's stupid. I agree that that's stupid.
Oh, over that. Anyways, and I do like what the brunette, I don't know anyone's name. I do like how the brunette was like, if you like her, you're not into like my flavor. Good for you.
Sure. I don't think he's into either flavor, but the blonde girl, what's frustrating is like the blonde girl, I really liked her until she took this too far. Like, by all means, say your piece one time. Say your piece one time to the girl and stand up for your friend and then just never bring it up again.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. Just
totally.
My mom likes to say, the more you stomp and shit, the more it stinks.
Yeah.
True.
That's true. Oh, well, there you go. There's a little Tish theology, if you will.
Yeah, you know, sometimes she really makes sense.
Least favorite thing, back in the documentary world, we started watching Escaping Twin Flames. Don't bother.
Trash.
Don't bother. Okay. Here's the thing.
I wasn't going to, but thank you.
Here's the thing. I hate the founders of this cult. I watched their videos and I'm like, ugh, I would never join this cult. You guys are so annoying. And the guy especially, I hate him. You're not a good cult leader, guy. All right? You need to be magnanimous. You need to be gregarious. You need to be someone who I want to drink the Kool-Aid with. And you just seem like an annoying little bitch. So not for me. Okay? I watched about quarter of an episode, and I went to Sarah and I go, do you hate this? And she's like, I hate this. And I said, cut it off like a phantom limb. Another documentary that I watched. This one I liked.
Okay.
You Are What You Eat. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I'm scared to watch that. I eat a lot of sugar.
Yeah, okay. But so this one, it's called You Are What You Eat, a twin experiment. In a scientific experiment, identical twins adopt different diets and lifestyles for 8 weeks to see how food impacts the body.
Only 8 weeks?
Yeah, so they get like identical twins who obviously have the exact same genes, and they make one of them eat a healthy but carnivorous diet, and then the other one totally vegan diet or vegetarian. I think it's vegan. So they take like all their like body metrics, body mass index, everything before and then after. And you kind of see what's better for you and what's not better for you. You know, like
if they're twins, this is probably a stupid question.
Uh-huh.
If they're twins, do they like absolutely always have the same blood type?
Yes, they have the same blood type for sure. They have genetically, they are the same. So anyway, it's pretty interesting. It's on Netflix, by the way. I thought I knew how it was going to end. Like, of course, being vegan is much healthier.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, really?
I would think the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You kind of hear like all this stuff about, you know, like red meat and fat and, you know.
Yeah, but you kind of hear both.
Yeah.
I feel like there's kind of been this trend lately of like all these things we were spun as being super good for us and healthy are actually worse for us now.
Like what?
Like. My mom and I were just talking about this. Like, apparently she read something about how kale was spun as this like super healthy, you know, food for us. Yeah. And now come to find out, like, it
not that
do
great.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things like that, you know, or like non-dairy milk, like, cause you know, for the longest time, milk is bad. Like non-dairy is the way to go. Well, it turns out a lot of the non-dairy milks are actually shit.
Yeah. Like soy milk was terrible for you.
And now they're saying oat milk is terrible.
I'm sure.
but I love it. So I'm going to drink it anyway. And I don't like milk. So I'm going to do me. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, things come out and they're like, oh, it's so good for you. And then, like, turns out 10 years later, they're like, actually not so much.
Yeah.
And I think veganism was like that. Like, it was so trendy for a minute and they kind of spun it as it's better for you. But, like, I think at our core, like, we're meat eaters and we're supposed to have meat.
So there are some things that are very interesting. I think because our food is so, like, our meat is so filled with steroids.
Shit, yeah.
And growth hormone and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it, well, one thing that was interesting for the people that were vegan, their blood flow in their genitalia for, like, sexual arousal was much higher than people who are eating meat. So, like, whatever we're eating in the meat is not great for, like, I think our estrogen, testosterone, like, whatever that is. I think I said, like, I was like, why do you think that is? And Sarah was like, I think it's because they pump those chickens full of so much steroids. It's probably fucking terrible for you. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. But what's really sad about the show, like, the scientific experiment aside, they kind of just go through, as humans, the problems with what we're eating and what it's doing to our environment. And they go on this whole thing of the reason why global warming is happening is really not because of fucking cars and power plants and shit. It's because cows fart and burp so much methane into the atmosphere.
Yep.
And it is fucking doing terrible things to the atmosphere. And they're like, if you cut this in half, we would not have an issue in terms of, like, greenhouse effects and stuff. And I didn't know that.
Now, see, if you had paid any attention to the Zac Efron documentary.
I didn't watch it.
There's a whole episode on that.
So to that, I'm like, let's not do that.
Can I just get on my soapbox? Meanwhile, they are kicking the wild horses and burros off of the Western land so they can fill it with more fucking cattle.
I know. Like, we got to stop.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
We got to stop. I think that we should just maybe not eat as much meat, you know? I just think that's the answer.
I would be curious to see them do a similar study where, like, somebody eats, like, farm-raised.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Anyways, if you want to be really depressed about your food, yeah, you are what you eat. Go check it out. I will say this, though, in terms of food. This isn't an ad. Should be. Podcast Nation, let's go sell this one. I got my lettuce grow going, which is a hydroponic system, you know? I showed it to you, I think.
Yep, very cute.
Dude, I'm eating lettuce and chives, and I got everything good. Peppers and tomato. Dude, love the lettuce grow. The one problem is the dog's going out there and eating it. She's eating my salads.
My dog doesn't eat, so that wouldn't be a problem for me.
Yeah. Well, I watched a movie, but you should not watch it.
Oh, no. I hope it's not the one I think you're going to say.
ISS.
Oh, no, that's not it. Okay.
We rented it. It was like $18 or $19.
Oh, you would pay that to watch a movie?
I know. It's in theaters right now.
Shocked.
Tensions flare in the near future aboard the International Space Station as a conflict breaks out on Earth, reeling the U.S. and Russian astronauts. Reeling the U.S. and Russian astronauts receive orders from the ground to take control of the International Space Station by any means necessary. ISS. Sarah and I watched it. I was so excited. The cast is really good.
I mean, it sounds like something I would want to watch.
I know. John Gallagher Jr.'s in it. Chris Messina, Ariana DeBose. I think they're all like stage actors, actually. At least that's what my wife said. So now I sound smart. And I thought it was going to be so cool. Like, so it, like, effectively, like, these two new Americans get on the ISS, and there's like, I think two Americans, and then there's three Russians. And they get there, and, like, on the first day, they're having fun or whatever, and, like, they're doing their experiments, and all of a sudden, they look out the window, and you see, like, atomic bombs exploding, and they're like, oh, shit. And then they get this, you know, they get this prompt from their governments being, like, take over the ISS by any means necessary. And you're like, oh, shit. And then, you know, it becomes a survival thing. Anyways, don't waste your money. Just a eh.
That's a tragedy.
It had such potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But
there's a new movie on Hulu I want to watch.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Called Suncoast.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
No. Let me look it up.
Great cast. Laura Linney, Woody Harrelson, and the cute girl from The Last of Us. Who, by the way, did you know that the chick from Westworld, it's her daughter? I didn't know that.
Totally looks like her.
Yeah. I mean, now it makes sense, but I just didn't know.
While caring for her brother, along with her audacious mother, a teenager strikes up a friendship with an eccentric activist who's protesting one of the most landmark medical cases of all time, Suncoast on Hulu. Yeah, Laura Linney and
Woody Harrelson. Phenom.
I'm in.
I gotta watch that.
You know what Sarah and I started watching? Which I don't know why I never did this. Maybe you watched it, but I never did. Wednesday.
I never watched that either.
And I'm an Addams. I know. That should be like my jam.
I'm shocked you guys never saw that.
I know. And I love it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's so different than what I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause I thought it was going to be like the original one, you know, with Christina Ricci, who by the way is in this, which is great.
Very great.
But no, it's so like Wednesday that kind of gets in trouble. So she has to go to school for special kids, but effectively it's like school for like werewolves and vampires and like they're all kind of supernatural and she's got a power, which is kind of cool. She can kind of see in the future and shit. I think I figured out who the main guy is immediately, but I like it. It's quite fun. This is stupid because it's the most popular Netflix show ever. So yeah. Me telling you this a year later
is
great job, Wells. You've been doing great work. Oh, and the last one, the best one. I absolutely loved this movie, Self-Reliance. Have you seen this?
No.
It's on Hulu right now. I think you have to rent it.
You can rent stuff through Hulu?
I don't know. Maybe it's free. I don't know. Given the opportunity to participate in a life or death reality game show, one man discovers there's a lot to live for. Self-Reliance. The cast is so fun. Jake Johnson, main character from New Girl. Andy Samberg's in it, playing himself, actually, which is very funny. Emily Hampshire, who was in Schitt's Creek, she's in it. Bill Whiff, who's in I Think That You Should Leave, he's in it, which is really funny. And then Anna Kendrick is the love interest. The premise is Jake Johnson's kind of like a lonely guy. He gets approached by these two, like, German guys that represent the dark web, and there's a dark web reality TV show that follows you around. If you can stay alive for a month, you get $1 million, but there are people out there that are trying to kill you, and it's being televised, but you can never really see the cameras, the producers, or whatever. And so when he's talking to the guys about, like, the rules of the game, there's one caveat: you can't be killed if you're with somebody. So like he's with his mom, like he can't be killed. And so he's like, okay, so I just need to have someone around me at all times. And
yeah,
so,
easy.
Yeah. So he's like, this is going to be easy. But no one believes him that it's happening. Everyone thinks it's fake. So like he gets his brother-in-law to like do it for the first night. And then he wakes up in the middle of the night and he like sees like this like murder out in the backyard. And his brother-in-law, who he was sleeping next to, is gone. So he runs into the bathroom and his brother-in-law is taking a shit. And he's like, what are you doing? You got to shadow me. And he's like, I got to take a shit. So then he gets like a homeless man to like shadow him. And he becomes like best friends with this homeless man. I'm telling you. One of the best comedies I've seen in a very, very long time. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me a lot of Palm Springs, another movie that Andy Samberg is in. It also reminded me of, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Safety Not Guaranteed. Anyways, run, don't walk to go see Self-Reliance. I absolutely loved it, and I think you will too.
Okay. Hulu?
Hulu. So good.
Love.
I was looking at some fuck you very muches, and as much as I love these, that they're so very nice, we're getting away from what fuck you very muches were originally, which is you guys giving us five stars.
Want people to talk more shit.
Yeah. We're getting away from what it was originally, because originally it was, we don't care what you say, but give us five stars. But people were just being nice.
Well, can we just read some nice ones? Maybe we need a confidence boost.
Yeah, I know. This one comes from Amy P. in Arkansas.
Okay.
Five stars, thanks for that. Subject line, y'all are my fave thing, bruh. I've been listening for years, and I adore the both of you. I've never written a review and had to look up how to leave a review on Apple Pods. That's funny. Wells, I love your magical goofiness. And Brandy, you are so talented and funny. I'm here for it all. Magical goofiness.
I love that.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to read that?
That's not done. I commute for work, and I actually enjoy it now because I look forward to you both. Great dynamic, heart, keep it up. Love, Amy in Arkansas. So sweet.
Well, I love that. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah. And then this one comes from Molly from the Animal Clinic. Five stars. Thanks for that. Subject line, books and horses. Could literally listen to this pod 3 days a week. You should consider doing more episodes. You've recommended some amazing books, but F you very much for not recommending the book Fourth Wing. It has turned into one of my favorites, and I can't stop thinking about its sequel, Iron Flame. I need you to talk about both books more because I need your opinion on the way Iron Flame left on a massive cliffhanger. Also, it's supposed to be a TV series at some point, and Sarah should definitely be on it. Brandy, as a horse girl myself, I love it when you talk about your horses and country life, and I totally understand what you went through with weather this year. We just had it bad in Nebraska. Love you guys.
Oof, yeah, Nebraska sounds rough.
Molly from the Animal Clinic, you're the best.
I love her.
I hated that Fourth Wing ended on a cliffhanger like it did, but Molly, you got to get in to the next book, which is called Iron Flame. Iron Flame's awesome, by the way. So great.
Okay.
And I don't know what else to say. It's I've talked about it before. It's like Harry Potter meets Game of Thrones. And
I need to read them. I think I would like them.
You're going to love, dude. I got Sarah listening to it and she's like, fuck, this is good. And it's like Harry Potter meets Game of Thrones, but like super sexual. I'm like halfway through it, so I haven't finished it yet, but very great. And I would love Sarah to be on it. I wonder if she's a little too old to be on the show, but I know that
she looks so young though.
Totally. But like, they don't cast that way anymore. They used to like, you remember Grease? They had 40-year-old people playing high schoolers.
I know. Now well, Miley's brother on Hannah Montana was playing like a 15, 16-year-old and he was like in his 30s.
Yeah. I do know Kaylin Bell, Dean's wife. She's so obsessed with it that she is like petitioning to be on the show. She's like, I just want to be a background actor. I don't really give a shit.
So, love that.
There you go.
Well, speaking of books, one of my friends gave me a book that they just finished that they were like in tears over how good it was.
What is it?
Called Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. Apparently it's amazing. So I just got it. Haven't started it yet, but she loved it.
The novel follows the relationship between three friends who begin a successful video game company together. All right, I'm into it. I do think there was one more fuck you very much. This one comes from Calla Lily13. 5 stars. Thanks for that subject line, period. Just like the punctuation. Love this episode. So happy for Miley. Like the background info and tea. So there you go.
Cute.
Yeah, cute. You say cute a lot. What does that mean to you?
I know. It's just cute. You know, it's cute.
Is it like you're like cool?
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So cute.
Yeah, I think that's all I've got. We do have some calls, but I think we should save it for the next episode.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
Yeah. But by the way, if you want to leave some fuck you very much, please do.
Pay some shit, I guess.
Yeah.
To Wells, because he's the one that wants that. I mean.
Well, I just always think it's funny when people are like.
Like what? Like y'all suck?
No, and they're like, stop telling the plot, the entire thing that I don't want to watch it. You're like, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. We don't have to play anything of his because we always do, but you know, Noah Kahan put out the deluxe album and put out the song Forever, and it is so good. Also, though, I think you like this band. Do you like the band Wild Rivers?
Yes, I do.
They put out a song called Everywhere I Go, and I'm obsessed with it. It's so good.
You want to go out on it?
Sure.
What do you got coming up?
You know, not a lot. I'm in a weird lull.
Yeah.
I hate February. February is always a lull.
Yeah, same.
I'm chilling for a minute. And then, really, I'm chilling until, like, March. And then got to ship my first show of the year in Vegas is March 18th.
Cool.
I'm headlining XS Nightclub. Please come see me. I
Please
think it's
do.
Spring break. So, you know, let's kick off your spring break, right? I'll be out in LA again, you know? So I might see you then.
Nice.
Also, randomly booked a show in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if you happen to be in Biloxi, also, I think it's spring break era.
Yeah.
March 24th, I think.
They got some good food down there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Besides the crawfish shit?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. It's like, you know, Mississippi Gulf Coast.
I don't want that. March 23rd, I will be in Biloxi, Mississippi, if you find yourself on the, what is that coast called there?
The Mississippi Gulf Coast.
That. Yeah. If you're down there, come see me.
Okay.
And party with me in Biloxi.
Next thing I'm going to be going to is I'm going to be in Dallas in April playing in a golf tournament with Ben Higgins. Information about that over on my Instagram badge.
Cool.
If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, please do. 858-630-1856 is the number. Also, like, we should probably delve into some of the DMs that we get on the YFT page.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we haven't done that for a while. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it?
That's all, folks.
Did we do it?
We did it.
All right. Well, see you later.
See you next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.